Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
Keith Parent back with you for another hour of this fantastic music here on Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio. We begin today's program with a musician who didn't just work in jazz, but he worked in blues and also pop and rock and roll. He is more known for being an arranger, conductor, and producer. He was the producer of Michael Jackson's classic album Thriller. I'm speaking of Quincy Jones. Back in the late 50s and early 60s and 70s, Quincy Jones had the Quincy Jones Orchestra. They were mainly a studio orchestra made up of other well-known talents. The recording we're going to listen to is from the classic 1962 release Bossa Nova by Quincy Jones. Here he is with On the Street Where You Live. Quincy Jones and his orchestra with On the Street Where You Live, beginning today's edition of Jazz for the Asking. We now move to saxophonist Sonny Rollins. Sonny Rollins played with big bands and also small groups. My personal favorite recordings from Sonny are the real get-up and go numbers with small groups. Here's a perfect example of one of them right now. This is from a new collection called Sonny Rollins, the Jazz Sax King, Blue and Boogie.
Thank you.
Sonny Rollins, Blue and Boogie. Something that I get asked quite often from listeners is, Keith, for some reason, you remind me, the way you present the program, like the show that Willis Conover did on The Voice of America for many years. Well, you're absolutely right. And there is a reason for that. Myself, I was a big Willis Conover fan and almost never missed an edition of Standards and Jazz USA on the VOA. He brought this kind of music to an audience whose first language was not English, but at the same time, those who did speak English were able to enjoy it. So in many ways, this program is a homage to the late Willis Conover. We now move to American vocalist Helen Mirrell. This is from an album that she recorded in Italy in 1961 called Parole e Musica, otherwise translated as Words and Music. It's not just a jazz vocal album, but between each song is someone who is reading out the main part of the text from each of the numbers. It's quite extraordinary. So we're going to listen to two of them together. It is When Your Lover Has Gone, but first introduced in Italian.
Quando sei solo, che ti importa del cielo stellato? Quando sei solo, la magia del chiar di luna muore. All'alba non fa più giorno, quando il tuo amore se n'è andato. Che ore solitarie portano le ombre della sera? Che ore solitarie coi ricordi che indugiano come fiori appassiti? La vita non significa più nulla quando il tuo amore se n'è andato.
When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies at break of dawn. There is no sunrise when your lover has gone. What lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers. Life can't mean anything when your lover has gone. Shadows bring what lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers. Life can't mean anything when your lover has gone. When your
Helen Mirrell with Your Lover Has Gone, with The Italian Introduction by Fernando Caiati. This was from a 1961 release, Parole e Musica, that was recorded in Italy. Let's now go to Lester Young. Lester Young with the Count Basie Orchestra, recorded August 4th, 1939. Clap hands, here comes Charlie. Thank you. Billy Butterfield and his orchestra, playing a composition by George and Ira Gershwin, O Lady Be Good, and before that, Lester Young and the Count Basie Orchestra with Clap Hands, Here Comes Charlie. If you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple, jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. You can also listen to this program again by visiting our website, www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. We now move to a really nice recording that fits more in the smooth jazz category. Some people would even put it as easy listening. I would personally disagree with that. It's Keiko Matsu with Across the Sun.
Thank you.
Across the Sun, Kaiko Matsu and his group. Iro Harla is a very interesting musician. He plays piano and harp, and includes the harp in many of his albums and concerts, which is unusual because the harp is not traditionally a jazz instrument. In 2005, he released an album called Northbound on the ECM label. ECM does have some phenomenal and jazz recordings, and they're very good at producing new jazz or avant-garde jazz. The album Northbound is a good mixture of classical, in some ways, experimental, and avant-garde. We're now going to listen to the title track from this disc, Northbound. Iro Harla and his group with Northbound from the 2005 release of the same name. We now move to a drummer who we don't happen to play enough of on the program, and that is Art Blakely and the Jazz Messengers. This is a request going out to a number of people who wrote in, and they all requested three tracks, and all three were different. What I mean by that is they requested three tracks each, but from all three people, there was one that was the same. So that's the one we're going to play. Going out to Paul, James, and Bobby, Monin, Art Blakely, and the Jazz Messengers.
Thank you.
Art Blakely and the Jazz Messengers, recorded live with Monin. Next up, Cassandra Williams, a phenomenal vocalist, and Blue Skies.
Blue skies looking at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. My blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
Another reason for making whoopee. Yeah. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make it whoopee. Now picture a little loveliness down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet loveliness. Think what a year can bring. Yes, he's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Another year, maybe less. What's this I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. Yeah, she sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone, he doesn't write. He says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making whoopee. Now he doesn't make much money, only $5,000. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you'll pay $6,000 to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. The judge say, budge, right into jail. You'd better keep her. I think it's cheaper than making whoopee. Yes, yeah, you better keep her. Daddy, I think it's cheaper than making whoopee.
Louis Armstrong, Makin' Whoopee. And before that, Cassandra Wilson, Blue Skies. And now, we're out of time. Yes, the time just flew by. If you wish to contact us, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. Once again, jazz@pcjmedia.com. You can also listen to this program again, as well as all past editions, by going to our website, www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. You'll also find a whole list of stations that air this program. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Parent wishing you well, hoping that you can join us for another edition of Jazz for the Asking very soon. Bye-bye.